I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Saturday, Lebanon's power grid shut down completely. The total blockout ended on Sunday when the army supplied emergency fuel. This is just one more example of Lebanon's economic crisis pushing its citizens out of the country. Tom Adama of Heart for Lebanon says people are leaving Beirut every day. For those who remain, education becomes more important than ever. Heart for Lebanon has launched a new school year, preparing to host 950 students. Pray many hearts would open to the love of Jesus. And conflict between Russia and Ukraine, which began in 2014, drags on today. Despite many attempts for peace, fighting continues. Eric Mock with the Slavic Gospel Association recently visited the war zone. He entered a damaged building and met a group of ladies holding a Bible study. They told him of their hardships, but also how local churches cared for them. And as a result, they found hope in Jesus. Pray for peace in the region. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, I'm Ruth Kramer.